V'hatorah niknit b'arba'im u'shmona dvarim. And a Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ricky Ash from Woodmere, New York, and today we'll be learning about how Torah can be acquired through Lo Magis Libo b'Talmudo. Literally, this is translated as, do not let your heart become swelled through your learning. In other words, what this means is, do not become arrogant in your learning. So I want to discuss first, what is arrogance? So when we talk about different character traits in a person, very often we use this word, since we're little, we use the word midah, okay? And a midah, although we use it to say, oh, you know, character trait is a midah, really what midah means is measure. Midah means measure. So generally speaking, why do we call it a measure? Because every character trait, whether it sounds like a positive or negative one, generally has a time and a place and an amount and the correct measure that is appropriate. What's really interesting is that if you look around Torah sources, so most of them actually talk about arrogance as if it's pretty terrible and almost something that you cannot be balanced about. And so if you look, right, it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was exceedingly humble. It talks about in Pirkei Avos, in another Mishnah, that you should be exceedingly lowly of spirit. And it's interesting because Rambam is usually the one that talks about this idea that midot should be, you know, everything in moderation. But what's interesting is even he, in a later writing, says that actually, no, you got to go all the way to the opposite of extremes. Right? And this is really interesting. What is it about arrogance that, like, even a little bit is not proper? And that reason, right, is because arrogance, if you're serving yourself, if you're self-centered, how can you be God-centered, right? It's not even possible. And it's so interesting because this Mishnah comes after the 36th Mishnah, the 36th way to acquire Torah. Which is to stay away from honor, right? It's rachik min hakavod. And I think it's so interesting that this comes after that. Why? Because it really clarifies what we mean when we talk about arrogance. Because arrogance and humility, I think they get a little bit, people get confused about what they actually are. Humility and being lowly of spirit, so to speak, does not mean that you walk around, right, treating yourself like garbage. That's not what it means, right? Because if we are people that want, right, to be considered part of the Torah scholars of the world, right, you know, if the people listening, you guys are listening to the Shiurim for 48 days to prayer for Matan Torah, right? But if you're someone that's learning Torah, then you have to carry yourself with a certain amount of respect, right? And there's a certain amount of respect that the Torah itself commands. But the nuance here, and I think this is maybe why it's juxtaposed with last night's, is that it shouldn't be that the respect that you're commanding is for you, but it should be for the Torah. And it's also interesting because this Mishnah further talks about you shouldn't be arrogant on account of your Torah learning. And, you know, as women who learn Torah, right, it's really, really special. And we want to get as many women and as many people that we could possibly get to learn Torah with us, right? At the same time, we don't want to be those people that are like, oh my gosh, like, I'm amazing. Like, I learned, like, all these things this week. You know, and, like, kind of try to make ourselves seem so special just because we have this, right? We've been learning. I think it's important, right? We can't make it about us. We daven every day in Shmona Esrei. One of the brachot in Hebrew, it says, Hashivinu avinu l'Torah techa, right? Return us to your Torah. Return us, Hashem, to your Torah. We're specifically asking Hashem to return us to his Torah. And the problem is, that if we have any amount of arrogance in our learning, then it's impossible to acquire the Torah, because guess what's going to happen? The Torah that we're acquiring, that we think we're learning, that we think we're finally acquainted with, it's not going to be Hashem's Torah anymore. going to be our own Torah. And that's not what we're looking for. So with all of that said, I think it's important for us to just take a step back and make sure that as we're learning and as we're getting closer to Matan Torah, we remove the self as much as possible and we're God-centered. Thank you for learning together.